Friends, this chapter number 10, deals with exotic investment. Exotic investment is some kind of funny investment. Like how you have seen the investment into debt security, equity, bank, post office, then mutual funds, CIS, all other things. There is some kind of risk you are taking and you are getting the benefit out of it. But here, in this exotic investment, it is only an investment without much looking towards the returns. It may be you can call it as a hobby, or you can call it as your interest in grabbing certain things as prestigious to have that kind of things with you. For that purpose, you are buying at very high prices and all. So this is also a kind of investment. But ultimately, what is now? Every person must be happy after doing the investment. If you are satisfied, if he is happy in doing such kind of investment, sitting at home, if he enjoys the life comfortably, then this kind of investment also can create a market, and that market is also available here in India as well as across the globe. So friends, there are certain types of investments we have identified, which is structured in a manner to understand it better. So in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the type of investment which considers investment in art, investment in diamonds, antiques, then very rare old books, then old clocks and watches, vintage cars, farmhouses, and some precious metal also. So I don't think that any good return, maybe in certain instances you are getting the proper return after the investment, but owning these kind of things or art, not with an intention to earn the profit or get the returns, but it is better to have it. This is the principle. So exotic investment is nothing but it is an investment in actually real assets which I have named, and it has its own value, and over time this value goes on increasing because desire of the person no one can stop. So one intend to have it. So affluent investor who have a lots of money, right? And he is always in search of such kind of assets which is rare in the world or rare in the country, and where that item is difficult to acquire. So the object behind investing in the exotic investment is depending upon the person and its collectible. It is often said that value lies in the eyes of beholder. One by one, we will look into these investments. First one, the investments that are exotic art. The artwork gives a value. So an original will always be worth more than the reproduction. So investor buy an art because of he loves art. Right? And most people who are buying the paintings don't end up in selling them later. Once you purchase the painting, you cannot sell it. Don't intend to sell. But when painting is auctioned, it is often because the owner of the work think that the piece will attract the handsome price. Then in that case, he will earn the money out of it. Museums, galleries, and various other art institutions regularly organizes the potential movers, shakers in the region, and the prices are rising because of its popularity. So investing in art requires some expertise to recognize and to become successful. Buying of sculpture, oil painting, photograph, that one like should have potential for increasing the value of the value over the time. Hence, the art investors must consult with an expert first before making any art investment purchase. Always the art investor keep in mind certain points. Look at the real art that is poured into the painting. Okay. Including the synchrony of the strokes and colors, which you should be intelligent enough to that extent. Look for the originality. Buy art from the galleries that promotes a new artist, and the price will be very low. Spread the risk among the low-priced but promising painter. Purchasing painting by the painters who do not print many canvases, besides fetching the good value, in future the artwork should be liked by someone, and it should be placed in the prominent place at house or office. Sale of investment grade artwork often requires the services of dealer or auction house to realize its full value. The value of art depends upon the various factors, such as size and the edition, then significance of the work, then condition of the print, whether it is signed and numbered by the artist. Artwork changes each day, but rarity best to value. Low run limited edition prints is more valuable than the mass produced images. India has been the land which is rich in culture and heritage and religion. Art has been very integrated part of their cultural life, and art is emerging as one of the more profitable instrument of investment even in India. Artwork is used in various forms, such as decor, portrait, across decor, portrait, or across the doorways or guest rooms, etc. Indian art is getting a great value in international market, and nowadays this artwork can also be bought online. Advantages are also there in investing in art, which consist of sense of personal satisfaction. This is the biggest advantage. See and enjoy the investment daily. Prices of the rare art rise rapidly in long run, and they don't often lose the value like their traditional counterparts in the equities market. Right? There is no risk in art investment equivalent to the companies going out for the business. Artist output may be steady or sporadic, but immediately becomes finite upon death of or retirement, or often lending to the dramatic increase in the value. An artist's output may be steady or sporadic, but immediately it becomes finite upon death or retirement, or often lending to the dramatic increase in the value. Due to this, increase in international awareness, it fetches the good price. Individual work that can be loaned to the museum and enhancing the investors' reputation and prestige. Investors who are specialized in particular type of art may find themselves routinely invited for the exhibition and all other things. That is also another advantage of the artwork. That is about art. Now, second aspect is investment that are exotic. Diamonds. Old diamonds, fine diamonds, different kinds of diamonds are available in the market. Popularity of the diamond has increased because of its most concentrated store of the values. Diamonds don't take up the room. Diamond is a durable, as it does not break or wear off. Diamond is also considered as an excellent tool to hedge against the inflation. The value is increasing because of improved cutting and polishing technique, and large awareness is due to the advertisement. So diamonds can be owned as well as it is used for the investment purpose also. And most important, it always stay in front of your eyes while you wear, or maybe it is giving emotionally as a security. The first lesson to be taken for investing in the diamond is to check the four C's. Which are those four C's? One is color, second is clarity, third is a carat weight, and fourth is a cut. So, color, clarity, carat and weight, carat and cut, these are the four C's in the diamond. Okay, each diamond is a unique and has a specific qualities. Okay, so these four C diamonds are quality in the universal method of ascertaining its quality of the diamonds. Now, each has got its own significance. Color. Color is a result of composition of the diamond. It never changes over the time. Colorless diamonds are the most desirable since they allow the most refraction of the light. Off-white diamond absorbs the light, inhibiting the brilliance. The degree of colorlessness is measured by comparing the diamond under controlled lighting. Diamonds are graded with D to Z diamond colors grading system. These diamond graded D to F are naturally the most valuable and desirable because of its rarity. A D is the best with least color, and Z is having the most color. So fancy color diamond do not follow this rule, and these color diamonds are very rare and very expensive. Jewelers are grading these diamonds. They will be grading to pink, red, blue, yellow, brown, green, like that. So pink diamond is the most expensive, it is called as. About the clarity, how to determine the clarity? Clarity refers to the absence of inclusion in the blemishes. So natural diamonds is the result of the carbon exposed to tremendous heat and the pressure deep in the earth. And hence, it can get a variety of international characteristics called as inclusions and the external characteristic called as a blemishes. The visibility, number, and size of these inclusions determines the clarity of the diamond. Clear diamonds create a more brilliance and thus they are more highly priced. Flawless FL diamonds has no inclusions and no blemish visible under 10 into magnifications. The closer it comes, the FL and the higher of its value. Since the diamonds are extracted from the nature, no diamond is perfectly pure or contains some type of inner flaws, inclusions. So that color during the formation of the process differentiates and the clarity, okay, are described here. One is internally flawless, second one is very, very slightly included VVS, that is inclusion so light that is difficult to skilled grader to see under tenfold magnifications. Very slightly included inclusions are observed with the efforts under 10 times if you magnify it. Slightly inclusions are noticeable under 10 times magnifications, okay, and included one inclusions is obvious under 10 times magnifications, which may affect the transparency and the brilliance. Now carat weight. Carat is the unit of weight by which diamonds are measured. We see that it is 21 carat, 22 carat, 1 carat, 2 carat, 4 carat, like that, you know. The carat is nothing but it is a weight. The word carat is taken from the carob seeds that people once used to balance scale as they were uniform in the shape and weight. So diamond carats weight measures a diamond's apparent size. Metric carat is defined as 200 milligrams or 0.2 grams. Each carat can be subdivided into 100 points. This allows very precise measurement to the 100th of the decimal place. 2.02 carat diamond would be described as 2.2 carats. The price of the diamond rises to its size. Okay. And they are very rare. So A3 carat diamond cost more than 1 carat diamond. Now cut. There are different cut. We are seeing forces, no? Last one is a cut. Cut is probably the most important and most challenging of the forces. This cut, a diamond shape may be round, heart, oval, or it may be Marcuse, pier, but the cut will decide its ability to transmit the light and sparkle. Here comes the skill, artistry, and workmanship to the diamonds to give the shape, required shape, polish it. So there can be ideal cut, fine cut, shallow cut, or maybe it is a deep cut diamond. So diamond cut can create its width, that is diameter, a flat top called table, upper portion of cut tall as a crown, narrow rim called as a griddle, lower portion of the base is called as a pavilion, tiny facet pointed out that the bottom is called as a culette, and the height from the culette to the table is called as a depth. This is the measurement, right? The optimum cut can create some visual effect, optimum cut. Brightness due to the reflection of the internal and external white light. Fire effect, which is created due to scattering of white light into the colors of the rainbow. Then scintillation created due to the amount of sparkle produced and the pattern of the light and the dark areas caused by the reflection within the diamond. Diamonds are very expensive. And one must follow certain basic rules before investing into the diamonds, such as understand forces, be ready with the budgeted amount, decide what you want to buy, right? Choose the diamond which can be sold, and choose your jeweler as you choose your doctor. Insist on the diamond grading. See the report, that is Gemological Society report. Purchase the diamond of your choice. Get the diamond appraised and insured, and hold them for years until they appreciate. Along with these diamonds, investors also invest in other precious stones. Other precious stones such as ruby, emerald, sapphire, due to its specific color which appeals to the buyer. Ruby is in red color, sapphire is in yellow blue, and the emerald is in green, are referred as the colored precious stones. Investor will require special skills to identify the real ones and the appropriate value for it. However, once the bought, its value is going to be appreciated without deterioration of the assets. Now, having seen art and diamonds, we will now see antiques. There are various kinds of antiques. Antiques is anything that is historical in nature. This could be sculpture, coin, object, childhood toys, memorabilia, that is chairs, forefathers, okay, mid-century, modern furnitures, so many things. These are called antiques. Every person should confirm that prior to purchase of this antique, whether the antique is registered with the registering officer of Archaeological Society of India. These antiques are freely available in most Indian cities, and one has to trust the integrity of the seller. One can make the tax-free income by selling the antique to the museum and collections. Factors that determine the price of antiques depend upon its scarcity, its demand, its antiquity, its nature. But the real value of the antique is difficult to assess. But the buying value lies in the eyes of the beholder and the depth of the desire to purchase it. So the antiques are brought for the sale, but for the sheer joy of possessing it. Okay? A heavy investment should not be done in antique if one's aim is to generate the regular income. One should know the upside and downside of the antiques. What is upside? Upside can be growing rarity, not influenced by the inflation or interest rate, rarely move in random, in the tandem of the economy, and hence less volatile, do not factor into the inheritance or the capital gain tax, and ability to capitalize or arbitrage the situation. Main downsides, upside we have seen. Now downsides, real value not known. Maintenance can be costly. For wine storage requires special rooms or sensors to monitor the moisture, heat, light, etc. So monitoring maintenance is costly. So wear and tear may result into decrease in the value. Unauthorized dealer may sell the counterfeits also. So cannot be sold unless a buyer is willing to give the price for the seller which he wants. There are 6 tips for the investing in antique furnitures. One is research on the price, check the durability, understand the style and worth, make sure about the authenticity. Then current condition should allow you to survival for at least for a few years. Buy something undervalued now before it becomes the next big thing tomorrow. Look beyond the trends. These are the 6 tips for buying the antiques. Rules to follow for buying the antique are generally: buy from the established dealer, invest only things you like, look for the original and signed objects, follow your instinct, and don't buy damaged items, cheap holes, cracks, or tack. They form the value of an antique piece. Buy the bet you can afford. Pricing is typically subjective, and that is based on the current market trend. Look for the terms of provenance and do not lavishly follow the fashion. Look for the rare items. Be aware of the fake and ensure the collection. Now, another investment that is in exotic is rare books. Rare books. Books, especially the rare first edition, are a risk-free way to preserve wealth. Rare books represent a stable and long-term investment. And books' condition should also be closer to the original condition, which is equally important as the book edition. Digital age could serve to make a book even more valuable because as published work become more ambiguous in a different format, collectors will be more driven to seek out the signal. And experts who recommend the focusing on the rare books, on the specific areas of the interest, whether it is particular author, generic, or it may be time period. There must be a passion to have a book. And some are making money out of it. The main reason for buying the book should be pleasure to bring, even though the other reason is to consider as a potential investment. People are becoming more aware of the rare books as a source of effective investment instrument. We often hear the stories about someone who spent around rupees 50 at a flea market on the items that is turned out to be worth rupees 5 million. Shakespeare's first folio can fetch multi-million dollar in auction. Downside of the investing in the rare book is there is no liquidity and no fixed price. Book trading websites such as Antiquarian Booksellers Association and AB Book allows you to view a wide range of books and prices they recommend. The most sought after book fetch thousands of rupees. However, new collectors have plenty of opportunities to purchase a favorite read edition that are still at the collectible stage. Now, while you buy the books, antique books, old books, there are few tips. One, old and valuable books are not displayed for one grab. Number two, look for the first edition, especially if they are old and limited numbers. Early numbered edition, if not first edition, can also fetch a good value. Number three, signature of the author on the book can also be valuable. Determine the condition of the book and preservation techniques used. Negotiate to get the near real quality and pay the best price. Another avenue for investment that are exotic consists of clock and watches. Clock and watches. All are aware that old watches and the clocks are beginning to attract the growing interest in the Europe and America. This tide is crossing the frontiers in India also. Vintage is anything 25 years or older where antique refers to anything older than 100 years. Vintage wristwatches screams out the character's personality and the spirit of the age in which they were made. They are wonderful talking points and always attract the complimentary remark. So vintage watches are becoming the creditable investment piece, and the model must have the limited production run, and watch itself must be made from the high quality of unique material. Exact age of some of the watches can be seen through their serial numbers. Watches are with a mechanical movement are more collectible due to the time intensive crafting process which is required. However, quartz watches powered by battery, regulated by crystal, that can also be valuable if they are made from the rare material or if they had an unique design unlike the others. Real value of the watch depends upon its scarcity and the rarity of the material which is used. Hence, one should try to figure out which material are no longer in circulation and whether the watch that use such material are rare and therefore more valuable. In addition to the scarcity, the rarity of the material or the brand of which you decide, that may also fetch the value. For example, watches manufactured by the brand such as Rolex, Hamilton and Omega are always popular and are said to increase its value. Watches that were manufactured by the brands no longer in production also have a notable financial value, as their availability will be lesser in number. Conditions of the watch that can be impacted by the wear and tear, which can bring down its value. What are the steps you will take while buying the old watches and clocks? Buy a book on the old watch and the clock to read the details about the watchmaker, specification, identification marks, key attributes, and what is stamped on the dial or case material. Then you check the conditions, that see if there are any repair opportunities, as vintage watches are rather than the classic cars. No vintage wristwatches will have a degree of realizability even remotely approaching that the brand new model. After you buy, you should continue to work. Luxury watches of yesterday's did not come with the technical features. Okay, hence no vintage wristwatches should ever be taken anywhere near water or even damp today. Most collectors get around owning the varieties of the vintage watches to ensure that at least some will work, and look for the real price and the price for which it is brought.